Okay, everyone, hello. I'd like to call.
Recording in progress.
Thank you. I'd like to call our special meeting of October 7th to order, and I'll ask the clerk to please call the roll to establish our quorum.
Supervisor Marquez?
Present.
Supervisor Tam?
Present.
Supervisor Miley?
Present.
Supervisor Fornato Bass?
Present.
President Halpert?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Very good. The first item before us is the County Administrator's Office approving the following recommendations: A, approving consent to a license agreement; B, delegating authority to the county administrator. We have the attachments here. This is a license agreement for Root Soccer. Is there any other staff report or introduction to this?
I was just going to introduce, as both of these items are seeking your board's consent to actions taken by the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Authority Board last Friday. The Executive Director, Henry Gardner, is online and available if there are questions from members of your board. As Supervisor Halbert mentioned, the first agreement is to approve consent to a license agreement between the Coliseum Authority and Oakland Pro Soccer, contingent upon consent of Coliseum Way Partners and Oakland Acquisition Company, or OAC. And secondly, that you delegate authority to the county administrator to execute the consent upon receipt of the written consent from Coliseum Way Partners and Oakland Acquisition Company. I would also note that the City of Oakland also needs to consent to these same agreements. It's my understanding they will not be considering it until later this month. However, in any event, I would recommend that the county not execute the agreements until after approval by the City of Oakland.
Very good. So we can make approval today, but we'll delay signing until Oakland signs. And I understand, and I'd like to thank our staff for being flexible. We generally wouldn't even take this item up until Oakland has completed their side, but we're going to approve this today. A little bit out of order, but because of the timeliness of this item. Before we go to questions or advocacy, I'll ask if there's any public comment.
We do have in public.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, President, the Vice President, and members of the board. My name is Lydia Tan, and I'm Chief Real Estate Officer for the Oakland Roots and Soul. Before I talk about the Coliseum, I just want to give you a little update on our training facility, the former Raiders facility. As you know, the county and the city disposed of that property at the end of June of this year, and I just want to announce that last night, around midnight, we signed an agreement with FIFA, and we are now eligible to be a home base for a visiting team come the World Cup in 2026. So really excited about that. And we are actually the only facility in Northern California right now that's in the catalog. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So I just want to express gratitude to the JPA, the county, and the City of Oakland for providing the Oakland Roots with a home at the Coliseum for this year. Tonight actually is our second to the last game of the season. And it's really been our privilege to continue the tradition of professional sports at the Coliseum. We've played 15 games so far, two more to go, and aside from a season opener, which attracted 26,000 fans, we've been averaging between 6,000 and 7,000 tickets issued for every game, and it's well above what we've been able to accommodate in the past, so we're really grateful for this opportunity. We continue to grow our fan base, which we're really excited about. We're also very proud of the fact that we did invest to install a pitch at the Coliseum, and that made the Mexico-Japan match possible. It made cricket possible as well this summer. And so we're really, really excited about the idea of making that investment and allowing thousands of people to enjoy the Coliseum this year. So as you know, last Friday, the JPA voted to approve the license agreement subject to the consent of the city and the county. And we know there are a lot of steps still between now and then to make the agreement effective, but this is the first step, and we really appreciate your support. Thank you very much.
If you could just take a minute or two, if need, just follow-up questions. If you mentioned the few next steps, if you would comment on what those steps are and what you might need to accomplish those steps.
Sure. So one... is certainly the administrator talked about needing the consent of OAC and CWPP. We've been in conversations with OAC, who then represents CWP, and so we do know that consent is required, and we've been talking about that. City of Oakland also needs to consent to the agreement, and we are working with President Jenkins around agendizing that as soon as we can. And then the last topic of conversation really is thinking about post-close. What happens? So that, as you know, there's an assumption that the sale of the Coliseum will happen sometime middle of next year, and our season actually goes all the way till December next year. So thinking about what happens post-close and trying to get agreement on that as well. So it's another task that we are hoping to engage and work on as well.
I note that that is related to this, but it's not the agendized item. I will just say that I'm committed to helping solve that dilemma of having to fund and operate and be responsible for a stadium that maybe we don't own at a certain time, but we're booking ahead of time, hopefully, with this agreement. Pending consent, will be booking. So I'll just be on record saying that. Any other questions of either the applicant or the speaker? Supervisor Miley.
Yes, thanks. So you're optimistic that we will be able to get consent of OAC, CWP, beyond June 30th?
That is the hope. I mean, this particular agreement requires consent during the time that the city and county are in ownership position. So that is the consent we will go and look for. And then in terms of the post-close discussion, yeah, that'll be a second step.
Are you optimistic?
Sorry?
Are you optimistic?
We've been having wonderful conversations. I mean, I would say, you know, it's probably a conversation for another day, but by virtue of the roots, being in the Coliseum, paying for expenses and helping to defray the overhead for 17 games out of the year, allowing the Mexico-Japan game to come in and make some real money for the Coliseum, allowing cricket to come in and also take advantage of the field, it means that we are generating not only ticket sales and stadium facility fees, but also the F&B, the parking income, and that all helps to defray the cost of the cost of the Coliseum. So we're hoping that there is a solution there, and our sales team is actually very committed to try and help continue to generate revenue for the Coliseum, and I think it's just a conversation we're going to have over the next couple of weeks.
And I know you're covering the cost of, you're covering all your cost of playing there?
Right. Director Gardner could probably talk more about that, but yes, our understanding is we not only cover our costs, variable costs, but also we also contribute towards the overhead of keeping the Coliseum open.
Yeah. Because I know Henry Gardner, he's a tough negotiator, and he knows he's got a kind of a theme that, you know, we can't lose any money on anything we do.
I have never heard that before of him. Only kidding.
Yes.
He's very clear about that. He's a good steward of yours.
He was a great city manager when he managed the Oakland, and he's been a great manager for us at the Coliseum and the JPA since he's been there. And I would second what President Halbert said. Whatever support we can provide to help actualize the future, count me in. You know, I'll just follow the lead of my president, Halbert, to help this be achieved, because I mean, it's important. And the other thing is with Harbor Bay, I believe there've been some upgrades to Harbor Bay. Have you done any remodeling or upgrades at Harbor Bay?
I'm sorry, what's it?
Have you done any remodeling or upgrades at Harbor Bay?
We've in process. We've done quite a bit of just remedial repairs, taking away broken pieces, some mold remediation. We're about to embark on a roof repair, as well as HVAC systems repair as well. Yeah, so we're slowly, incrementally making improvements.
Yes, I was really pleased that we could actualize that, you know, that deal. Yeah, because I think that serves everyone's benefit. So that's great, and it's great that FIFA. Yeah, that's really fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, we're very excited. Yeah.
With our action today, seeing that it's not going to be executed until a later date, seeing as how it needs concurrence, consent from CWP and OAC, how does that affect your timeline? You have to announce your schedule, you have to make commitments to your league, you have to move on this. How's that going to work?
Well, step by step, we would really appreciate a vote today, even if the agreement isn't going to be signed, so that once that the city does approve, fingers crossed, the consent, and we're hoping that will come to City Council on the 14th of October, then we can go ahead and have that agreement signed. We'll work on the consent in the meantime. So the hope is that by mid-October, at least for the current license as it sits, we would have an agreement in place. We would not be able to announce our season until we understand what happens post-close. And now that's going to be a lot of work between now and then.
The action we're taking today will give you an approved but unsigned contract. That gives you time to work out the consent needed for us to sign. Mm-hmm. By when do you need to have that done to meet your timeline?
Well, so last year we were able to announce our season in August, so we are very behind schedule. The post-close situation is obviously more complicated than last year. We were hoping to announce by mid-October. We don't think that's going to happen. We'd love to be able to announce before the end of the month, though. So it's going to be a lot of work. I know that we've had some conversations. We've done some analysis. And, you know, we're really hoping that we can have the county and the city come together to try and help us work on a solution with OAC and CWP.
Very good. And so just to be very clear, this is holding up your announcement of schedule.
It is.
Okay. The consent would be. Okay. Supervisor Fortunato Bass.
Thank you. I just wanted to share that I have seen the roots from the beginning when you used to play in the council district I used to represent at Laney College, and it's been, excuse me, very positive to see. I'm sorry. It's been very positive to see the club grow. I'm losing my voice all of a sudden. Sorry about that. It's been really positive to see the club grow over the years, and I similarly want to be supportive of being creative and working together to support the club, as well as to generate more economic activity here in the county as well as in Oakland. Thank you.
Any other comments? County Council, you have a quick comment?
Yes, just briefly, I'd want to say that the contract itself also has contingencies in it that have to be met. So just for the record, I want to be clear that is the case as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you. With that, I note that Supervisor Miley wants to make a motion.
I'll move the item.
I'll second.
Oh.
Okay. Miley wants to move. Supervisor Fortunato Bass will second.
May I ask for clarification just on the B part? So the delegation of authority to the county administrator to execute the county's consent upon receipt of written consent from the Coliseum Way Partners and OACC also includes upon consent and approval by the City of Oakland? She signs after the City of Oakland signs?
That's what I believe it's saying. That's what they
can we be explicit in the motion?
So you'd like for me to make a motion saying that it's
add the City of Oakland in addition to OACC and CWP on 1B in terms of delegating authority to the county administrator to execute the county's consent upon receipt of Coliseum Way Partners and the Oakland Acquisition Company, and also after consent and approval by the City of Oakland?
Sure, that's my motion.
Still happy to second it.
Very good. Motion's been made and seconded by Supervisor Miley and seconded by Supervisor Fortunato Bass. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Supervisor Marquez?
Aye.
Supervisor Tam?
Aye.
Supervisor Miley?
Aye.
Supervisor Fortunato Bass?
Aye.
President Halbert?
Aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you very much and congratulations. The next item is item two, the County Administrator's Office, again, asking to approve consent to the First Amendment to amended and restated management agreement between County of Alameda, the City of Oakland, and the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Authority, otherwise known as the JPA. So this is extends the contract with the JPA. I'll let the county administrator explain more.
This first amendment to the management agreement extends the term. As your board is aware, both the city and county have committed to selling their respective 50% undivided interest in the Coliseum complex. However, those transactions will not close until after the expiration of the current management agreement. The proposed amendment before you would extend the term of the management agreement through the date on which either the city or the county is no longer an owner of the Coliseum complex. So this provides continuity during the interim time, and the recommendation is that your board approve the consent.
And again, this was approved by the JPA, so we're just ratifying that. Any questions or comments? Any public comment on this item?
There are no public comments.
Miley moves. Fortunato Bass second. Roll call vote, please.
Supervisor Marquez?
Aye.
Supervisor Tam?
Aye.
Supervisor Miley?
Aye.
Supervisor Fortunato Bass?
Aye.
President Halbert?
Aye. Henry, congratulations. He's online. With that, seeing as how we have exhausted all the items before us for our special meeting, we are adjourned.